putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
It doesn't answer every question from January 6th, far from it. But it does prove beyond doubt that Democrats in Congress, assisted by Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, lied about what happened that day. They are liars. That is conclusive. And that fact should prevent them from ever being taken seriously again. We're going to begin tonight with footage that shows you what was actually happening inside the Capitol. The footage does not show an insurrection or a riot in progress. Instead, it shows police escorting protesters through the building, including the now infamous QAnon shaman. Watch.
These are the pictures you've seen of January 6th. They're familiar because they've been playing on a loop on every media outlet in America for the last 2 years. There's a reason for that. But it turns out there's quite a bit of video you haven't seen. And that video tells a very different story about what happened on January 6th. More than 40,000 hours of surveillance footage from in and around the Capitol have been withheld from the public. And once you see the video, you'll understand why. Taken as a whole, the video record does not support the claim that January 6th was an insurrection. In fact, it demolishes that claim. And that's exactly why the Democratic Party and its allies in the media prevented you from seeing it. By controlling the images you were allowed to view from January 6th, they controlled how the public understood that day. They could lie about what happened, and you would never know the difference. Those lies had a purpose. They created a pretext for a federal crackdown on opponents of the Uniparty in Washington.
Our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible.
The first thing you notice from viewing the full video record of January 6th is just how many people entered the Capitol building that day. Hundreds and hundreds of people, possibly thousands, over the course of about 2 hours. The crowd was enormous. A small percentage of them were hooligans. They committed vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them. They believe in the system. Here's the man you've heard referred to as the QAnon shaman outside the Senate chamber. These are not rioters. These are people who wandered over from a political rally.
We will not let them silence your voices.
After the rally, they walked down Pennsylvania Avenue, where organizers had secured a federal permit to hold a legal rally on the grounds of the Capitol.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Once at the Capitol building, things began to get chaotic. Capitol police officers fired tear gas into the crowd. A few at the front of the herd broke windows. Someone opened the doors, and many hundreds of others just walked in.
They're going to make that the story.
Of course, they did make it the story. And at the center of it, the single most famous person arrested that day was a Navy veteran from Arizona called Jacob Chansley, often referred to as the QAnon shaman.
The so-called QAnon shaman.
QAnon shaman.
Someone named Q shaman.
Jacob Chansley became the face of January 6th, a dangerous conspiracy theorist dressed in outlandish costume who led the violent insurrection to overthrow American democracy. For these crimes, Chansley was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, far more time than many violent criminals now receive. What did Jacob Chansley do to receive this punishment? To this day, there is dispute over how Chansley got into the Capitol building. But according to our review of the internal surveillance video, it is very clear what happened once he got inside. Virtually every moment of his time inside the Capitol was caught on tape. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of un-
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun today. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls for the next 2 hours. It's been a while since we've been able to take calls since we have had so many guests. But we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Again, just it's really hard to do what we do now. I mean, it used to be that what the elites did was shrouded in mystery. So you had to sort of figure out what was really going on. You had to go to their white papers. You had to listen to their little signs they would give each other, the little symbols they would use. Not so much anymore. Not so much. Now they just do it and just like tell you to shut up if you don't like it. Like at least during the war on terror, they pushed the idea of terrorism and were like, if we don't fight them over here, we'll fight them over there. You had the September 11th attacks to point to go look at the consequences of our inaction. We have to do something about this. When it comes to Ukraine, they just did it. They just like overthrew a legitimately elected president, installed their own person, trained the death squads to go in and slaughter 14,000 innocent people in the occupied zones to the east of the country. I mean, they talked about all of it, right? You can go to BBC or CBC, like any of these national organizations just the year before the invasion by Russia. It's just Ukraine, the most corrupt country in the world. How Ukraine became a cesspit of corruption and chaos. And then cut forward to a year, and suddenly it's Ukraine is democracy personified, and if you don't want to kill Putin, then you're an evil person also. And it's just like they don't even try anymore. They don't even try anymore. It's like they just know that they have the American people on a leash, can just jerk them whichever way they want, and the American people will go. They have just cowed us into submission, some of us. Even Forbes.com points out how ridiculous some of these measures are. This is from Forbes. The Inflation Reduction Act is very good at one thing, making billionaires richer. Welcome to the $400 billion green subsidy gravy train. The nation's biggest solar panel maker, First Solar, sells $3.5 billion a year of its thin-film solar panels made with exotic cadmium telluride semiconductors that work well in hot and humid regions and in low light. Farhad Fred Ebrahimi, 84, is not an executive at the company. Instead, the Denver-based software entrepreneur made his initial fortune in the 1990s publishing software Quark Express, but he has for years been First Solar's largest individual shareholder with a stake of 5% worth nearly $1 billion. Shares shot up 20% last week after tripling in value in just 6 months. Including Ibrahimi's other assets, Forbes now estimates his net worth at least $1.1 billion. Ibrahimi can thank West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin for his recent good fortune. Manchin's Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law last August, seemed destined to both create a bunch of new green billionaires and further enrich existing ones. Between now and 2031, the bill calls for spending an additional $100 billion on health care, plus $400 billion in grant loans, loans and tax breaks to underwrite the green energy revolution. And a quick reminder, they called it the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, this is just how blatant they are. And then if you vote against it, right, so they say they cause the inflation, they create the inflation, they create the circumstances of inflation that, again, doesn't really hurt the biggest people, you know, the biggest shareholders, the richest people in this country. They're not affected as much by inflation. Maybe they have to build a $10 million house instead of a $20 million house, and we can cry tears of pain for them. But for the average person, for the normal person, for me, my wife, you know, cribs are twice as expensive now for our new kid. We can hardly afford our grocery bill anymore. So it just, it hurts the normal people. It destroys the middle class. It's hollowing out this entire country. It's bankrupting us. I mean, story after story, savings being wiped out, huge spikes in the number of people who are dipping into their retirement savings just to keep food on the table. All of this is a plan. All of this is on purpose. All of this is organized. And then they go, well, don't worry. We're going to have a Inflation Reduction Act. The Inflation Reduction Act is just a wholesale giveaway of hundreds of billions of dollars to the already rich billionaires. It's just a complete scam. But then if you don't vote for it, they go, well, then inflation's your fault. It's your fault because you didn't vote for the Inflation Reduction Act. Parents pay at least one monthly bill for 40% of millennials. I mean, what does it have to get to? Like, what point does it have to get to before people go, all right, this is utterly unsustainable. It's impossible to continue in this way and actually do something about it. And even Forbes is writing these articles. It's like, wow, the Inflation Reduction Act turned out to be just a giveaway to the billionaires who had already been enriched by $3 trillion. Again, you've got lockdown, economic lockdown. I mean, we showed the COVID skit yesterday where, you know, a year into the COVID pandemic, and not even, just at the moment that they suggested doing economic lockdowns, I mean, the exchange wasn't a joke, right? Oh, everybody's got a lockdown. Well, even big stores? No, they get to stay open. The big stores get to stay open. McDonald's and Taco Bell get to stay open. But something like like 100 million small businesses closed over that time. So you just have a wholesale consolidation of the economy into the largest corporations, which, by the way, didn't even have to submit to any of the rules. In the UK and in New Zealand and in Australia and in other places where you had, you know, really extreme lockdown measures, they explicitly wrote it into the law that if you were a part of a big corporation, it didn't apply to you. This is the world they're creating, and they have all of the scum-sucking leftists going along with this, falling for it time and time again, leaving in their wake just a trail of misery and death and chaos, and then blaming the Republicans for resisting them and the white people for existing. Like, how long? How long is this going to go on? To what point is it going to get? Because, people, I feel like, are waiting for some sort of, like, major event. They're waiting for, like, something to happen that everybody goes, oh, okay, now it's time. Now it's time to grab our guns and get together with our neighborhoods and go march on whatever. Like, they're waiting for some, like, ignition point. It's not going to happen, folks. It's not going to happen. The Soviet Union was a construction of just fear and terror and control. And aligned against it, the most powerful civilization that's ever existed on Earth, America in the 20th century, doing everything it can to undermine and destroy it, it still lasted for 80 plus years. There were still people that were born, grew, and died of old age, all under the Soviet system. These systems are not inherently collapsible. They don't just collapse automatically. Look at South Africa. It's still chugging along. It's still going. Sure, they can't keep the lights on. Sure, there's, you know, multiple murders a day of white people explicitly, you know, by black terrorists in that country. Doesn't get reported on the mainstream news. No, what gets reported on the mainstream news to this day in South Africa. It's not the farm murders, 300 plus murders last year in South Africa, racial targeted of an extreme minority in that country. Those don't get reported. What gets reported is black kids weren't allowed to swim at a swimming pool. And that's seen as evidence that racism still exists in South Africa. And so, you know, it takes international media precedence as they, you know, wage media war on the people that are having actual war being waged against them. So what's the end point? At what point do we get to that people actually stand up for their rights and their culture and their country and their very existence? What is it? What's the line they have to cross? Because they know what that line is and they're not going to cross it. They're going to push up to it. And when everybody goes, well, what the hell is this? We're going to stand up. Then they criminalize standing up against them and push a little bit farther. I mean, is this really that complicated? Is it really that hard to understand? It's all right there.
Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Back, folks. This is the American Journal. Remember, we are kept on air exclusively by InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com has amazing supplements that will improve your life, especially when combined with exercise and discipline and all the other things that make a person and a society healthy. So if you like the fact that at least one organization in this country told you the truth about January 6th and the vaccine and COVID-19 and the lockdowns and everything else that everybody figures out 3 years later, hopefully you can support us in this mission. We'll tell you about things now that, you know, will eventually come to the fore 3 years later. And we'll keep doing that. We'll keep being Tomorrow's News Today as long as you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's the only way that we get support. And, you know, the solution to all of this is just do all of the things they obviously don't want you doing, right? Think of yourself as a, you know, citizen of a great culture that has to fight to preserve it, and the problem is solved. Support the organizations they tell you not to. Do the things that they tell you not to. Just when you're run by criminals who hate you, they give you the blueprint for resistance. It's whatever they don't want you doing. It's whatever they don't want you talking about, talk about. Whoever they don't want you cavorting with, cavort with them. Whoever they want to destroy, support them, and things will be solved. Just when you're run by criminal psychopaths, they give you the blueprint for their own destruction. Just do whatever they tell you not to. One of the things they hate is InfoWars. They hate that we expose this. They hate that we work for everybody of every race, color, and creed, because they all deserve to be free. They all deserve to be unmolested and uncontained by psychopaths who hate them. So support the people they don't want you to support. Do the things they don't want you to do, and we can save this country. One of the easiest ways to do it is go to InfoWarsStore.com, support us, and we will continue our ceaseless mission in this information war. All we ask is that you support us in it. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Chuck in Washington got in first. He wants to talk about the Ukraine corruption in our government. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on the air.
Yeah. You know, our country was founded on the shot heard around the world. And the only way that I know how to do it is if all the patriots get together and invert their flags. So that shows that we are in peril as a nation through all the lies since before Trump was elected, all the deceit that they've done since Ruby Ridge all the way through Waco, how they've destroyed the heart of the American people. Then they manipulate with the media. You can write down a list. I did it this morning. Cities burning, media lies, January 6th, lockdown, poison shots, Afghanistan. It just goes on and on. And until we say we got to send a message, I think the flag should be inverted. Because if you read the laws of the flag, if your life or materialistic objects are in peril, you can invert your flag. I have done this. Mine has been flying for about 3 months now. It's just pathetic of the lies and the corrupt government, and they're not being held accountable. But as a message, I think we can all do that. It's a peaceful message. But it's the one shot that everybody would start going, what is going on? What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a good start. I think the idea of having symbols that we can recognize to see each other out in the real world and recognize that, you know, we all get it, that's a fine, you know, symbol to start with. I definitely think that you can look to the American Revolution and see that there were little secret societies that started and created the whole thing. Not secret societies that run the world, not, you know, the secret societies that we fight against, but rather like neighbors and friends and communities coming together, meeting in secret, and, you know, coordinating their activity. I mean, that's the way that the revolution got started, and it's still a possibility for us. Of course, we don't have the cover of Antifa. We don't have, you know, Antifa just does this. They just do it out in the open, and they are given cover by the authorities themselves, who refuse to investigate them and actually go on TV and say that they don't exist. They're a fabrication. And then they, you know, firebomb a police station with a mob of 200 people decked out in camo, and it goes completely ignored. So, you know, we don't have...
But my opinion...
We don't have the luxury of being, you know, state-sponsored terrorist groups like Antifa does, but you just have to look at what, you know, Antifa looked like storming the police, and just imagine, like, I don't know, four or five good old boys with assault rifles, and that's all it would take to defeat these limp-wristed scumbags who think that they're standing up against a system that they wholeheartedly serve. Go ahead. Final thoughts, Chuck?
Yeah, my neighbors have come over and asked me why I've done it. I'm in a community of about 30 houses in a loop, and all they walk their dogs, and they keep stopping over and asking me why I've done this. When I explain it to them, they go, "Do you think it's time?" And I go, "Well, somebody's got to start it, and I know I'm not the first, but if you don't stand up, and you don't say something to get the conversation rolling." And my neighbors are starting to buy into realizing that they are under control and they don't have any freedoms left. So it's a great way to start the conversation. I tell them about InfoWars. I tell them about how I've learned about it. I've been a 20-year listener. I supported you guys for the 20 years. I love the information. I love InfoWars. And I'm going to fight like hell. And if I have to go to arms, damn it, I'll do it. But that's my last resort. And I usually figure it's going to be when the United Nations rolls down on our streets. And if that's the case, I'm not waiting for my neighbors. Yeah. I'm acting. Because I'm not going to be treated like a piece of cattle or a piece of meat and told where my freedoms lie. My freedoms lie because I'm an American. I'm a God-fearing American, and I love this country, but I hate my government. That's how I stand.
Yeah. Hey, I'm right there with you, Chuck. I couldn't agree more. Great stuff. Thank you for that. Let's go to James in Indiana now. You want to talk about the January 6th Soviet show trial that we were all subjected to. Well, now they're very mad, James. They're very mad that Tucker Carlson just picked and chose, you know, little parts of the footage to show on air. They can't believe that he would do such a thing. It's unconscionable to them that Tucker Carlson would only show parts of the surveillance footage that conform to his ideas, you know, the truth. They're very mad at this. They were not so mad when it was January 6th committee doing it. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, the January 6th Soviet show trials need to be shut down yesterday. If it was an insurrection, Byrd would not be walking free after murdering Ashley Babbitt. Federal prosecutors stated charge as many as possible for shock and awe while Ray Epps is free. There are hundreds of thousands of innocent people with records and in jail because of our corrupt justice system that's out to destroy anyone targeted while covering up the crimes of the government. The government was altering video and text because it's not about the truth but winning at all costs. The government was making up fake records to go after whistleblowers. When the government is regularly rigging cases and can't be trusted, it's against the criminal justice model to convict anyone when the criminals are doing the prosecuting. The government loves wiretaps, so when you say something, it's taken out of context, and the government can say, see, they said this, so this fake evidence the government made up must be real. There seems to be no wiretaps or informants for bad federal employees.
Mm-hmm. Now, you bring up another good point. I mean, I don't get how the people that have been convicted on this, if they didn't have access to this footage that is exculpatory, that's a total violation of their rights as a defendant in this country. The government is obligated to provide you with all of the evidence that is exculpatory.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
History is happening right in front of us. And I'm not content to sit here and be a spectator in history. I want to be in the front lines in the fight for a pro-human future. Not just for ourselves as adults, but for our children. And we are seeing a really incredible awakening happening. And it's the Great Awakening that is the counter to the Great Reset. And my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is the blueprint of the globalist operation and how to stop them. You can get an unsigned copy of the book at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But if you want a signed copy, I have just signed the final 1,000 books. And when they're gone, I'm not doing any more signed books. So if you want to be part of this fundraiser and know you help keep us on the air, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, and get an unsigned copy to donate to the library or to give it to friends and family, because again, this is an information war. And while you're at it, get some of the great supplements like Ultimate Bone Broth and, of course, our nitric oxide that's so good for the heart and the cardiovascular system and so much more, and the Real Red Pill and so many other proprietary products that have changed so many people's lives in a positive way, because we understand the globalist operation. We understand the compounds that God gave us that help counter what they're doing. And we know these are the very best supplements that are out there, period. And they fund the news operation that is one of the most important organizations in the world when it comes to fighting the New World Order. So this is what I call a 360 win. All you have to do is take action, get the products that enrich your life, while at the same time keep us on air. And that, my friends, is truly a 360 win. Look how far we've come. Elon Musk at the World Government Summit saying world government's bad and is going to collapse the world. All these other talk show hosts coming out and exposing it. The poison shots being exposed. So much more. It's always darkest before the dawn. And we've reached that point right now where the enemy's throwing everything they can against us. They've successfully gotten James O'Keefe removed at Project Veritas. They're trying to take down everybody else. But we've got to stay stronger than ever and keep InfoWars on the air. Not just so InfoWars stays on the air, so that we can defend and support all the other leading patriots that are out there at the tip of the spear. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, and my family, I want you to know that you are our family, and we couldn't have done this without each other. So please, keep InfoWars on the air by spreading the word, by prayer, and getting great products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. About 1% of our viewers and listeners ever buy products, and they love them. 5-star reviews. If simply a half a percentage more would just go buy products, you'd get great products, and we wouldn't have finance problems and spend half our time trying to get money to stay on the air. I want to stay on the field in the info war, not focused on finance. So please help us stay on air, help us expand. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of these great products today, and I thank you for your support.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, you're going to go out to your phone calls once again. James in Indiana is on the line. Final thoughts, James, before we move on to the next caller?
You know, Jill Biden was here yesterday in Indiana. I actually wanted to talk to her. I figured it was a school setting and there'd be almost nobody there. It only took me 30 seconds to park. But they weren't letting people in. It was all by invitation only, so they're basically ignoring the public. East Palestine, they're going to ignore them, just like the broken disability system. They're letting the Americans die in this country. Mayor Pete is worthless. All we hear is how gay he is. He can't fill a store shelf. He seems to only be good at filling potholes and buttholes while putting the trans in transportation. Lastly, product plug update. If you're a tranny with the fanny, you need to get your fix, get the hair and beard formula, because my wife has the best beard and bush in town. Just kidding, no beard.
All right, thanks for that, James. Good stuff. Let's go to Mr. Suck in Wisconsin. Mr. Suck, you want to talk about January 6th, and Ashley Babbitt, the only person actually murdered that day, unarmed female, longtime Air Force veteran, gunned down without so much as a warning shot, while within reach of multiple police officers who could have stopped her at any moment. In fact, the police, we've gone over the footage many times, got out of her way. They were standing there blocking the doorway. They got an order to move away from the doorway. They moved away. The crowd moved up. Michael Byrd stepped out, who also, by the way, was the same person. Like, how strange, how unique and coincidental it is that the same person who actually made the announcement to evacuate the Capitol, not because of the rioters, by the way, but because of the bomb, the pipe bomb that was discovered that nobody has ever found any information about whatsoever. Washington, D.C., the most surveilled city in the history of the world, and they can't find the bomber, the pipe bomber. That was the excuse to evacuate the Capitol in the first place. The announcement made by Michael Byrd, who then made his way down to the hallway, hid behind a wall, stuck out his gun, and murdered Ashley Babbitt in cold blood. Mr. Suk, you are on the air. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think there should be a monument put up for Ashley Babbitt in the stairwell there, where she got executed by the government for our freedom. Like a red fountain or some of her statue of her or something. You know, her blood's watering the Tree of Liberty, pretty much. If it ends up being a real thing, which I think pretty much it is, could have been staged to, like, stop the riot. I think the whole Harry Potter word magic, word game stuff of insurrection was, like, their branding of it. And they could have just faked it, you know, calm everyone down like they do in soccer games in the Balkans, where they've done for many, many years. I think it's real, though. It looks pretty real to me, and her family seems serious about it. And I think it's proof of how beta and cuck everyone is, that they're not, you know, waking up at this point. They're pretty much like, you know, the Navajo thing is like pretending to be asleep so they can't wake up, especially in light of coronavirus and the tyranny that was predicted by Alex Jones, many. And, it, you know, it was a big trap. They talked about it in that one interview with the Columbia Intelligentsia Academia, talking about how when they do their coup, the first thing they need to do and protect against is the counter coup. And it was been going on, all this setup, since pre-Obama, turned up a notch during Obama. And it's really, anybody who's been to Europe and talked to people over there, they see it as America's first experiment with communism and how it's being advertised even in, like, TV shows like The Last of Us.
Yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. And honestly, I don't know where the conspiracy came from that the Ashley Babbitt murder was fake. Like, I keep seeing this pop up. It's a complete psyop. If you fall for this, I have no patience for you whatsoever, especially the fact that I have two personal friends that were in the room there that saw it happen, that watched her die. And it's just like, and people are just like, oh, but how do you know? And it's like, well, I don't know. Two of my friends who watched it happen in front of their very eyes, the footage from multiple angles the entire time. Like, if you fall for Ashley Babbitt's murder somehow being fake, I just have no pity. You destroy all hope I have for like any ability for us to, like, actually come to terms with what's going on is so undermined by the QAnon crap and the everybody's nobody can be trusted. Alex Jones can't be trusted. Harrison can't be trusted. Nobody can be. Don't trust anybody. Don't ever trust anybody. Don't ever work together with anybody. Don't ever believe anything you see ever. The earth is flat. And we got to just hide. And it's just like, all right, great. So just believe nothing, trust nothing and no one. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's not trustworthy. It's not that hard to figure out what's trustworthy and what's not. Things that you have multiple camera angles of that do absolutely nothing for the opposition except gives them a hurdle to get over. Like, just if you want to call in about Ashley Babbitt being fake, just save your time. Shut up and go away. You're not helping anybody with anything ever. Go become Ashley Babbitt. Let's go to Andrew in New York. You want to talk about a telecom conspiracy? Go ahead, Andrew. You're on the air.
All right, so I want to go down the rabbit hole of Ericsson Telecom. So there's a lawsuit. One of the things, there's a lawsuit that's the start of, like, the post-9/11 wars. They had they gave away the locations of the soldiers to ISIS and to Al-Qaeda. And also, Ericsson's kind of, like, a big part of, like, I guess, like, the infrastructure grid. But they've been collecting people's phone calls and their texts and everything like that. Mm. Part of what they do is they use, like, shell companies. Like, also, Neustar, another company, is looking into everybody's internet activity. And another thing that Ericsson did was they used the 911 system during the Arizona election in 2022 in real time, actually follow the voters who were voting on election day, so they would actually mark the election day votes differently than they did the mail-in votes. So that was one of the ways they cheated in that election fraud. So yeah, they're kind of like that creepy, like, telephone company that watches everything everybody does.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, what you're pointing to is just a extreme complicating factor in resisting all of this, and that is that it's not just the government doing it, it's the corporations that are eagerly assisting in all of this, which is why I'm sort of over the whole small government talking point. Like, the idea that if the government was just smaller, then everything would be good. It's like, you know, that if the government wasn't helping to coordinate things, it would still continue on. Like, all this stuff would still happen. What we need is government that actually represents us and actually works as a method by which we can have collective agency against the corporations that are stripping us of our goods and taking advantage of us continuously and spying on us and cooperating for now with the government that hates us. So, you know, what we need is a Bukele. What we need is a El Salvadorian solution to this, which is a strong central government that actually punishes the criminals and does what's right rather than bend to the will of the most evil people that have ever existed. Thank you for that call, Andrew. I have a video that I'll go to in the next segment here, but for now we'll go to another phone call. Christopher in New York wants to talk about the economy. Thanks for calling in, Christopher. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, good. I just wanted to I own a private finance company up here in New York, and, you know, we fund specifically small business across the United States. And, you know, as we move more towards this divide, good and evil, I think there's going to be a huge necessity of a parallel economy where, you know, traditional banks and lending institutions, traditional companies that we've gone to in the past without even realizing it, are going to move towards not our best interests, but actually damning us continuing going forward. We've taken the initiative of revolutionizing the way that, you know, these businesses are financed because, you know, everybody's a slave to their credit score.
Yeah, 100%. Here, stay on the line, Christopher. We got to go to commercial break. We'll be back on the other side. More of your phone calls. This is the American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. The ultimate solution, the only thing that really lets us go back completely to normal and feel good about sitting in a stadium with lots of other people, is to create a vaccine and not just take care of our country, but take that vaccine out to the global population.
It's just who I told you, Bill damn Gates.
I look at the news coming in. Every one of these stories certifies and confirms our worst nightmares. We're deep inside the New World Order now. Overnight, all the hard-fought liberties are gone, and the Mark of the Beast is announced. It's just who we told you would do the announcement.
Closest thing to the Antichrist on this planet is Bill Gates. Creepy, evil medical officer of the New World Order. Who's pushing 5G? Dickhead. Who's pushing weather modification? Jerk off. In fact, I shouldn't even joke around. Those names are too kind for him. He is a manifest hole in hell. I told you he's the chief science officer of the New World Order. Folks over the years are like, why do you harp on Bill Gates? Because they're devil worshipers. They like to kill people. There is a fallen off-world consciousness that likes to destroy humans. And it is here jacking us. And they're on TV saying they love to drink the blood of children and kill babies and worshiping Satan and saying they're going to merge with AI gods. I mean, this is horrible. They're going to release stuff that starts killing hundreds of millions every season. See, you're going to get those vaccines, and then all of a sudden you're going to feel lumps all over your body. You're going to have lymphatic cancer. That's what they give you. And you're going to get blood cancer. You just, oh my God. And it's the loving doctor, and I'm going to help you. And they're going to get you and take you in, and they're going to hit you with radiation and bug poison.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
So, if you don't take the shots we want to give you, we're going to have you taken off the internet for now, and you won't be able to leave your house unless you take the shots. So take the shots, because there's just too many people. I'm Bill Gates reminding you, don't go to band.video and just do what I say. We need more childhood death, okay? Bye-bye. And I almost forgot, I'm wearing a pink sweater.
Folks, going back out to your phone calls here momentarily. Let me go to clip 16 first. This was posted on Twitter with the label, "If only you knew how bad things really are." Of course, there's also trending on Twitter right now is hashtag Democrats are evil. It's really the only question we can ask now is, are they evil or stupid? The answer is both. The answer is the evil people at the top utilize, take advantage of the stupid people at the bottom, keeping them stupid, keeping them dependent, keeping them totally ignorant of what's actually going on in the world so that they can rile them up about things that aren't happening and keep them ignorant of things that are. And in that way, couch their activities in the language of democracy, as if what they're doing is by the will of the people, when they know full well the will of the people is at their behest, right? Is that it's their will indoctrinated into the people that they then point to and go, see, they want us to do this. When the reality is, if anything goes against them, if there's any population that opposes them, they're then criticized as hateful and terrorist and silenced and destroyed, even if they're the majority. Only you knew how bad things really are. I promise you it's worse than you think. Let's go to clip number 16. Let's look at some of the Democrats' most valuable constituents, shall we?
Capital of the USA is?
Isn't capital USA?
Yeah. What is the capital?
USA? United States?
Yeah, like, of the states, what's the capital?
America?
Yeah, yeah, it was a trick question. You got me. You know who the first president of the United States was?
Abraham Lincoln.
Do you know how many stars there are on the U.S. flag?
100? I don't know. No, 200? Something like that. I don't know.
Yes, around.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. And it's just like, what's that old George Carlin joke? It's like, think about how dumb the average person is and realize that half the people are dumber than them. You know, I don't like that these people are this stupid. I really wish they weren't. I really wish we had a society that had standards and, you know, required people to make the most of themselves in order to succeed in this country, but that's the opposite of what we're doing. Columbia has become the first Ivy League school to permanently drop SAT and ACT requirements, because when you test people, you get results that are contrary to the imagination of the social manipulators. So just everything's getting worse. Like everything's already terrible. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get more tolerant as we go on. Tolerant of failure, tolerant of crime, tolerant of stupidity. We're just going to tolerate ourselves into the ashbin of history, while countries like China or Russia will succeed wildly. And again, like I've said it so many times, but there's this false illusion that's presented to people that all of the chaos and filth and misery and confusion and the antidepressants and the collapsing birth rate and just all of the human just trash that's all around us, like it's not a necessary part of the future. People have this idea that it's like, wow, it's just the modern world. Well, the modern world is like this. It's not like this everywhere, is it? It was really apparent when I went to Japan, and it's just like significantly more modern than us. Everything works. Everything's clean. Everything's automated and perfect and beautiful. But it has none of the problems that we have. So there's not like this one-to-one relation between how modern you are and how horrible everything is. This is all projected onto it. It's totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. And your society determines whether, you know, people like that, big fat idiots wandering around New York City, whether they are able to exist in this way, right? Again, we point to South Africa, where, what was it, 80% of their population, was it 50? It was either 50 or 80% of the population depends 100% on government subsidies. They have no income. They create nothing at all. Just consume, 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 provide nothing, supplement their corn dole by being a criminal. It's just like, and then you've got 80% of the population pays no taxes. Or no, I'm sorry, 3% of the population pays 80% of the taxes is what it is. Like, that's our future. That's what we're headed towards. That's a choice we're making. It's not a necessity. It's not a unavoidable thing that's happening. It's a choice that we're making, all of us collectively, because we can't bear to just have like moderate standards. Just moderate. They don't have to be extreme. Just like, you want to graduate high school, you got to be able to read. Like, these are the types of standards that we actually don't have anymore. When you've got entire school systems in Illinois and Baltimore that don't produce a single literate student, a single person capable of basic math, and yet they're graduating. What? You can't read, but you're graduating? You can't do basic math, but you're graduating? It's not the fault of the student, it's the fault of the system. And it's a system in a state of utter and total collapse that will not come about over a night. It'll be 100 years from now when we can't keep the power on and there's just roving gangs of criminals looting everything that still exists. And then maybe we'll look back and go, gee, how did we get here? Christopher in New York had you on hold there. I want you to finish up your thoughts before we move on to other callers. You're on the air, Christopher.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. You know, obviously everybody's looking towards this social credit score and a slave to the traditional credit system. I think the need for, you know, parallel economies, parallel finance companies, parallel banks, for businesses to receive financing, I think it would be huge. You know, Milestone Capital Funding, shameless plug. We fund businesses. We don't look at credit score. We underwrite people's values as opposed to that three-digit score. And we look at their profitability like it should be done. You know, I'd also like to plug Bodies and you know, your other products. I love your products. And also, if you could have one of your producers reach out to me, I'd love to become a sponsor.
Oh, that'd be great. If we had a producer, we would do that. There's some things happening. But yeah, thank you for that, Christopher. And yeah, stay on the line. We'll get your information from you. One of the crew members will grab it from you. Let's go to Wayne in Texas for now. You have a message of hope. Well, you're going to lie to me, Wayne? Go ahead. You're on the air.
No, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I just, you know, I know it's easy to get blackpilled, you know, with the way things are, but, you know, I just want people to be mindful that God's mindful of us because he determines to know nothing of us but his son in us crucified. And the same is we only determine to know nothing of ourselves but his son Christ crucified in him. And that's the mutual reconciliation of the adoption. You lose the old man, you deny yourself, you pick up your cross, you follow him, and all the pain and all the suffering and everything that comes along with it, it perishes on the cross, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
And it's just important for us to walk through this world's wisdom, which, you know, it defies everything, you know, that's the truth in God's word. You know, it calls them foolish, it puts them to death, you know, and endure that as a good soldier of Christ, enduring that hardness, you know, like the armor, wearing the full armor of God. You know, our enemies, they forge weapons out of, you know, the different materials of the earth, you know, like, you know, the different golden ages of man, which consequently there never was a golden age of man. It's always been like the progress of Lucretius, you know, in the three-age system, just a degradation continually, you know, a race to the bottom. But they forge their carnal weapons out of all these different materials, you know. And then they would also put like their demons, you know, their alter ego symbols, you know, on their shields, or they might have them represented on a crown that they would wear. We only need one sword, and that's Christ crucified, the word of God. That's it. We just have to walk in it. We have to put it on. We have to despise the shame. We have to, you know, leave the fear and dread of them far away from us wearing that full armor.
I agree with you. We're about to go to break. I agree with you, Wayne. I would just add that it has to be an accurate view of Christ's lesson. Right now, so much of the Christian teaching is so perverted to teach the endless tolerance that's destroying us. They have to be careful for the deception that takes place in Christian churches. We'll be right back.
Combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader. And we've already set up operations against them. We've already exposed them so bad, all our past work is like money in the bank. It's already, I can get killed tomorrow or put in prison or whatever. We already f***ed them up. We f***ed them hard. We f***ed them hard. F*** you, New World Order. We f***ed you.
One more to go.
Right. Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be! This is the way to go down, baby! This is just the beginning. My destruction will be spectacular.
Accepted.
Hey,
efficiency. Probably the leader. I'm just here to tell you, we can see you. Miles and miles and miles.